Saxophone. Written by Blue000J and read by Fens and Marshes for Voice Team 2021. Summary. Saxophone. Noun. A family of woodwind instruments usually made of brass and played with a single reed mouthpiece. They're halfway through Mussorgsky's Il Vecchio Castello when someone's saxophone cracks loud and long, the practical bleating of a lamb echoing across the stage as Phil's hands remain poised in the air. He's almost ready to cue for the next measure of song, the quiet air in the room predisposed to caution and rising tension as the piece moves along. It's a slow, steady beat that they've grown used to over the last few practices. The sudden noise startles all of them. Even Tommy's looking over at them from the wings, lying down on the piano bench as he'd listened. Heads turn, chairs creak, and then thunderous laughter at the way the instrument had broken all their concentration. "For fuck's sake," someone's muttering, and Wilbur's cackling on the other side of the woodwind section, the front row flutes ducking their heads to chatter incessantly about whatever had happened before practice. To the left, Techno's picking up his pencil and stenciling something down, ignoring Dream's bow poking into his side with displeasure as he marks up their shared sheet music. Phil sighs, lets his arm fall, and lets the quiet settle. "That sounded like a fart," Tubbo says happily from underneath his enormous mass of tuba. His voice pitches high, just enough to be heard over the rest of the muttering, and hell if that doesn't send half of them back into aborted giggles. Phil can't help but feel mildly fond at the chaos of it all. "All right," he calls out, waving a hand through the air. Most of the giggles shut up. Ponk's voice trails off from the trumpet section, the accented lilt of his tone echoing as Phil gains the attention of the room again. All right, calm down. It was funny, I know. What is it, Eret?" "My reed broke," the saxophonist admits, lowering his hand. A snicker from the other side of the room. "Can I grab another?" "Not like the saxophone's the most important bit of this piece or anything," Tommy calls out.
"You don't even have a part this time round,"
Wilbur shoots back. "Gentlemen," Phil interrupts.
"Enough."
"Yes, Eret, go ahead. Everyone else flip back a page." He's going to take this impromptu break in stride, calling out notes when he can and waiting for Eret's familiar frizzy hair to be back in place. Once they're all settled and most have marked what he'd mentioned, Phil is raising his hands again. "From the top," he instructs with a smile, counting them in a steady 6-8. When the music swells this time, they're all ready. Bars caught in palms, fingers shifting over strings and instruments. A melody of frail family and found happiness all shifting together in a kaleidoscope of sound. This is the part Phil enjoys the most, after they've struggled over the hard bits the first few run-throughs, when Nikki raises her head high and when Tubbo keeps a steady beat and when Techno leads the room. This is the part that he loves, watching them and being watched in turn. The swell of music that they're creating in this moment. Yes. This is bliss. The end. Thank you for listening.